Be sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. It's sad to see what happens when local police are disbanded and the radical left is allowed to riot. In places like Seattle, the radical left has even managed to set up Little Dystopia. There's not a lot I can add to the national discussion. It's not really my place to decide how we handle it. But I did come up with an idea for how to rehabilitate looters. I emailed the President of the United States with the idea, and who knows, maybe his people will read it. Here's the letter. Let's see what you think. Mr. President, I have an idea that has not been considered regarding looters. Instead of long-term incarceration or community service, a third option exists. If someone loots a store and is arrested, simply court order that for the next 30 years, 25% of their salary will be given to the merchant affected. It's simple but effective. Our prisons don't fill with first and second time offenders. Our victimized businesses will eventually gain some financial benefit. When a business is looted, they may or may not get insurance money, but that money is only a band-aid. Creating a new nationwide understanding of the consequences of looting, that would go a long way toward riot control. The states are well versed in garnishing an individual's income, as that is how child support works. We have the technology to make this happen. That's my letter. Such a dramatic third option, it's never been tried. With a country that now has a large group of hyper-politically correct people that are bent on destroying their communities, I think it's time for all of us to think outside the box. Regardless of your political views, there is no ism that gives you the right to destroy your neighbor's property. Communism and fascism are actually two sides of the same coin. In each system of government, a small group of nuts are in charge. In the American system, we live in a country that works well because nobody is in charge. We have checks and balances to absolute power. There is nothing new being offered by the rioters. They just want one side or the other of that foul statist coin. While there are peaceful protests during the day, we cannot ignore the many violent protests at night. The devastation of American monuments and statues is sickening, and I think we all realize that there is no common ground between Americans and the angry people that did the damage. I hope that after the November presidential election, we can all come together and raise the necessary monies to rebuild the statues and other things that were destroyed. President Lincoln understood that elections are important because in a civilized country, ballots replace bullets when it comes to who is in charge. Elections can be contentious, especially when the different sides have little to no common ground. But more than that, those that looted and did damage while America was vulnerable need to be held accountable. If they are not, then can we expect more rioting in future presidential campaign seasons?
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.